You know, we should have spent more time talking about this yesterday, and it's my fault. But I mean, Kat, if you can go back and it was on the website. They're changing the speed limit on part of the bypass, and people need to know that. I mean, you need to be aware of that, because once again, we drive around. You know, it's habits. We drive out of habit, and you know, we know where the speed limit is. Whatever. And
I freely admit to being rather lemming like that way.
Yeah, and the deal is, you need to be very careful anyway. But if you can find where that is, so we can remind people of that. Probably not a bad idea, because it's not like the police are going to be laying in wait for you. But by the same token, the speed limit's gone down, I think, to 60 miles an hour while they're doing work out there. And just be careful. Of course, I don't know. Some days you have to go 75 just to keep from getting run off the road.
That's a fact.
And other days you're going 52 miles an hour because that's as fast as you can go. But just you need to be aware of all that stuff. We're here to help you out, if at all possible.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's work zone speed limit changes. So yeah. It should be pretty obvious. You know, they always have those orange tubs
okay,
and stuff.
Okay, no, wait. See, you're jumping to this ginormous conclusion that people pay attention when they drive. See?
I pay attention.
Excuse me, I understand. But you may be the rare exception. Just, folks, they've changed the speed limit, okay, on the bypass.
It's because they're working on $11 million worth of freeway exit changes. That'll be from Harvey Mitchell Parkway in College Station to William Jewell Bryan Parkway in Bryan.
There you go.
That's what it says.
Yeah, so. Okay. I don't know that that's a freeway, but if you want to call it that, that's okay. Makes us feel like a big city, right?
Oh, good grief.
It's the bypass is what it is. Hey, Fox News reports. I'm just going to read it to you. Fox News reports a growing number of women, doesn't tell us how many, having foot surgery, including having their pinky toes removed so that they can fit into those narrow shoes.
I saw that. That's grotesque.
Of course, I don't understand how women get in those shoes anyway.
Me either.
I don't get it.
Have you ever seen me in those shoes?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I just, but you have to run up and down the hall anyway, but nonetheless.
True, but there's such little, the only thing those kind of shoes are good for is if you're trying to get a roach in the very corner of the room.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
I had cowboy boots like that once.
Yeah, what, little pointy?
Yeah, little pointy toe.
Not worth taking a toe off for.
No, sir.
That is for sure, but anyway.
Because you want your feet to look good outside of your shoes.
Yeah, and they're saying, yeah, really. Wear flip-flops? No, thanks, I'm good. I'm good. I'll just wear these pointy-toed shoes. Yeah, but again, they've never looked comfortable anyway.
Is that in the states of U.S. America?
Yeah, it is. Hello?
Is this Scott?
It is!
Scott, Charles Leverett.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, instead of those clowns figuring out how to lower the speed limit and further congest the freeway, what they need to do is figure out a way to add lanes so maybe we can find a way to get up and down the road.
Well, yeah, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate that. Then you got to talk about right away. You got to talk about getting the road surface prepared up to state standards to do that.
And they'd have to lower it to make all those changes.
Yeah, they would.
It's not
lowered
permanently. It's just to do this.
And again, but just pay attention. But I know what you mean, Charlie. It's there are a lot of folks here. Didn't used to be, and then there's a whole bunch of them who move in a couple of times a year who don't pay attention to the laws. And you know, I want to bring back red light cameras, but that's just me. Hey, so, you know, we didn't talk any politics today, but there is one thing that's kind of interesting as we approach the fiscal cliff, as they're liking to call it.
Yeah.
That's to scare us all.
Yeah, well, yeah, because if you read through it on Wikipedia, it doesn't actually sound that bad. We've got to do something to get out of debt, you know?
Oh, Kat, how naive of you to think we have to actually get out of debt.
I mean, it looked
debt.
To me, it was talking about sequestering and just cutting the budgets across all the different federal programs, which I thought was smarter than just, like, killing one or two, even though now suddenly all these programs are like, oh, don't do us. But the fact is, if you cut a little bit off everybody, then nobody's really hurt really badly.
No. See, if you, for instance, work for the AFL-CIO,
what does that stand for?
The American Federation of Labor, and I don't remember what the CIO stands for, but they're a big union. We got to look that up.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. I thought you were just making it up.
No, I'm not. No. Jeff Hauser, who's their spokesman, says, our principles are non-negotiable. And if the cost for getting the Speaker of the House on board is to do something like cut taxes yet again for the rich or cut benefits for for Social Security, we're opposed. So the AFL-CIO says, we want our stuff protected. Last week, we had the federal employees going, well, don't be cutting us. So, yeah, they're all lining up going, yeah, pointing the finger to somebody else and go, yeah, they need to be taxed more, but don't touch what I got. Make sure that I get my raise. Make sure I get what's coming to me.
Well, I think, too, if I remember, they were going to cut everything except for veterans programs, Social Security, and then something else I don't remember right now.
Hello?
But it didn't sound...
They just need to stay out of Social Security.
Yeah, see, again, that's everybody wants to be have their little thing protected right here.
The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations.
Okay, I knew it was Congress, but I wasn't sure what the other stuff was. Thank you. I appreciate that. We don't call it that anymore. That's why it's alphabet soup. But the New York Times reports that one of the deductions that may be modified. Oh, hello. Maybe modified is the write-off for interest paid on home mortgages.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, what's interesting is, though, you know, if you go in and you look, if you're refinancing a house or something like that, or if you're getting a mortgage, it's getting to be a littler and littler number. It really is, and that's a good thing.
It's like 3% right now,
but
something like that.
Well, it's a little bit, a little bit more than that, but not much. But that's the whole deal, is now that's not as significant. But there are some people who still have their mortgages at 5%, maybe some that are even more than that. But that used to be a real platform that was a justification for, you know, getting out and buying a home because you could write that mortgage interest off. And now, see how times change. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Yeah, this is the radio station. Who's this?
Hey, why don't they just take all the money from the senators that's been up there for 4 years doing nothing, and they could reduce the budget by a lot?
There you go.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
That
yes,
is good.
Sir. Yes, sir. I like
preach,
that.
Preach, preach.
Fine. Yeah. Why not? We could do that. Yeah, we got a lot of ideas. They just don't want to listen to us. Yeah.
We'll fix that problem quick.
That's why we're on the radio, not in the government.
They don't like our ideas at all. All right, here's your little hot button question for you today. Would you give your child marijuana to handle the side effects of chemotherapy? An Oregon family pushing the boundaries of the marijuana discussion. The little girl, Michaela Comstock, has leukemia. Twice a day she swallows a marijuana pill to keep the nausea and other side effects from the chemotherapy at bay. So, she's 7 years old. She's one of 52 kids in Oregon that hold a medical marijuana card. Now, the Portland Oregonian reports the state law on medical marijuana doesn't require any monitoring by doctors. A child's use of the drug, once it's approved by the state, is entirely up to the parents. Word of the story surfaced after her dad, who's divorced from the girl's mom, learned of the daughter's marijuana use and contacted child welfare officials, police, and her oncologist. For her part, Michaela says the drugs make her feel funny but happy, and her family says
the reason
for her cancer is in it, that's the reason her cancer is in remission. So now the American Academy of Pediatrics opposes the use of marijuana on children. But that's a very interesting question. I find that, and again, maybe she's the only one of those 52 kids in a situation where the mom and dad are split. But what would you do as a parent? Would you do that? I don't know. At first blush, I think I would. At first blush, I think I would do that if it would minimize the suffering of my child if they're in chemotherapy.
That was my first thought when you brought it up. If it made them feel better, I'd pretty much turn myself inside out to do that,
why not?
Well, maybe I'm the heartless one here, but, I mean, my thought is this. There is at least one person in my family who has smoked pot for years and years.
Okay.
He's one of the most paranoid people I've ever met, got all kinds of problems, can't keep a job, and lived in another family member's attic for, like, 20 years.
Okay.
And played video games.
Okay.
My thought is... pot does something to you. I wouldn't want to be given pot because I would think it would affect my brain for a permanent, just some chemical imbalance thing, you know?
Okay, first of all, you have a very small sample, okay?
True.
And I don't have any idea about the frequency that this person uses it or to some point maybe abuses
it. It's the same person who has the screen door on the roof of their...
Well, there you go then. but what I'm saying is that that's a small sample of a situation that, you know, that's not quite the same as possibly giving a measured amount to a child on a regular basis.
And medically derived.
Yeah, to treat nausea. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, just on the little thing you're talking about, it's the marijuana thing. I think because it's in pill form, it's a little bit easier. It's a good thing you're not smoking it, or your parents teach you not to smoke it,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. The delivery system is certainly safer. Hello.
Yeah, man, it never hurt me none at all.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Michael Reese.